From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Behe reporting the U.S. expressing caution about the Syrian ceasefire. President Obama Wednesday said he remains cautious about raising expectations about the pending truce, adding the situation on the ground remains difficult.
If over the next several weeks we can see some lessening of the violence that's been racking that country, then that provides us a basis to build a longer-term ceasefire, both in the north and the south, and allows us to move forward on the political transition that ultimately is going to be necessary to bring an end to the civil war in Syria.
The U.S.-Russian orchestrated cessation of hostilities is set to go into effect midnight Friday. It does not include militant groups such as the Islamic State or Nusra Front. President Bashar al-Assad says he supports the truce, but the main opposition group, the Saudi-backed High Negotiations Committee, has yet to formally back it. Salim El-Meslid is a spokesman.
Things were positive here. We look really optimistic to this agreement, but we still have a few question marks here and there because the agreement did not really mention the HNC as a partner there, and it mentions the government of the Syrian Arab Republic.
The HNC has said its participation is contingent on delivery of humanitarian aid, the end of sieges and airstrikes against civilians. The latest results from Niger's presidential election show incumbent Mahamadou Issoufou maintaining his lead. The Electoral Commission says Mr. Issoufou has about 37% of the vote. Opposition candidate Hama Amadou is second with 22%, and Seni Omaru has 14%. On Tuesday, a coalition of opposition parties rejected the official tallies as fraudulent. President Issoufou is running for a second five-year term. This is VOA News. Campaigning is underway in Iran ahead of Friday's elections for parliament and the Assembly of Experts, an influential body of clerics set to elect the country's next supreme leader. The election will be the first since last July's international nuclear agreement and pits moderates behind President Hassan Rouhani against the more conservative candidates. The results could be seen as an indication of the future course Iranians want to see their country take. The family of Bakr Namazi said Wednesday that he's been jailed by Iranian authorities. His son, Samazi, a dual U.S.-Iranian citizen, has been incarcerated in Iran since October. His father's arrest is said to have occurred Monday in Tehran. At a Senate hearing Wednesday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry acknowledged he's aware of the case.
I'm very familiar with this. And I am engaged on it specifically, but I am not permitted, due to privacy reasons, to go into details here.
Iran is believed to be holding several other people of dual nationality. No charges have been made public. Several Americans were freed in a swap with Iran in January. European Council President Donald Tusk told the European Parliament Wednesday a leave vote in the June 23rd British referendum on European Union membership would be a significant development for the continent's future.
The European Union will respect the decision of the British people. If the majority votes to leave, that is what will happen. It will change Europe forever. And it will be a change for the worse. Of course, this is my personal opinion. Prime Minister Cameron said in the House of Commons on Monday that now is not the time to split the West. I couldn't agree more.
Tusk said there would be no second chance if Britons voted to exit the Union, an apparent reference to suggestions of a possible court reversal of the plan raised by supporters of the so-called Leave campaign. Tusk said that the EU heads of state have agreed to a settlement that will take effect if the British people vote to stay in the EU. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban has called for a national referendum on European Union's mandatory quotas for migrants and refugees. He repeated that Brussels has no right to, quote, redraw Europe's cultural and religious identity, adding that introducing resettlement quotas without voter approval, quote, equals to an abuse of power. Former longtime Burkinabe leader Blaise Compaoré has been granted citizenship in Ivory Coast, where he fled in October 2014, following a popular uprising against his nearly 30-year rule. The move appears to block any hope of extradition to Burkina Faso, where an arrest warrant is pending in the unresolved murder case of former President Thomas Sankara in 1987. Asian shares fell in Thursday trading on the eve of a G20 summit in Shanghai, the International Monetary Fund warning the global economy is highly vulnerable, saying growth is slowing and could be adversely impacted by continued market turbulence. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.